Matthew chapter 7.
Mateo 7.
This morning we shared 8 goals for the next 20 years.
Esta mañana hablamos de 8 metas para los próximos 20 años.
Tonight I want to just share a truth from the Bible to help us to be able to accomplish those goals.
Hoy quiero hablar acerca de cómo llegar a finalizar esa meta que se hace de la palabra de Dios.
By the way, I want to announce again, I don't know if Brother Myers, he may have, maybe I was not paying attention, but Couples Retreat, November 21st through the 23rd.
Salida de parejas, de parejas casadas, noviembre
21st through the 23rd.
Del 21 al 23.
Brother Compa and Mrs. Compa are going.
Mi esposa y yo vamos a ir.
Okay. And the second law of thermodynamics. Just say it the best you can.
Lo que dijo él.
The English people don't know what it means in English either. Okay. Is anything left to itself
cada cosa que se deja sin cuidar
will go from order to disorder.
Va a llegar de orden a desorden.
What that means is you got to work at everything.
Significa que necesitas trabajar en eso siempre.
You don't change your oil, your engine blows up.
Si no cambias tu aceite, tu motor truena.
Okay, you don't take care of your body, you have a heart attack.
Si no cuidas tu cuerpo, vas a tener un ataque al corazón.
If you don't work on your marriage, you're done.
Si no trabajas en tu matrimonio, ya estuvo, se acabó.
And every month, money's going to come out of your check and go to her.
Y cada mes el dinero va a salir de tu bolsillo para darle a ella.
I want to encourage, we have Brother Goddard and Mrs. Goddard, we want to encourage as many couples this year, start saving your money. It's in Big Bear, it's a beautiful place, beautiful place.
Ahorre su dinero para que todas las parejas vayan, es en Big Bear.
Okay. Is that how you translate Big Bear?
Yes, ahora es.
Okay. I thought it was like Grande El Barro. Okay, go ahead and read Matthew 7, verse 13. Read 13. You know what we're going to do? We're going to save us time. Why don't you read 24 to 27?
Mateo 7, 24 al 29.
Go ahead. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Dice la palabra de Dios. Cualquiera pues que me oye estas palabras y las hace, le compararé a un hombre prudente que edificó su casa sobre la roca. Descendió lluvia, vinieron ríos y soplaron vientos y golpearon contra aquella casa y no cayó porque estaba fundada sobre la roca. Pero cualquiera que me oye estas palabras y no las hace, le compararé a un hombre insensato que edificó su casa sobre la arena. Descendió lluvia, vinieron ríos y soplaron vientos y dieron con ímpetu y contra aquella casa y cayó y fue grande su ruina.
You can be seated.
Puede tomar asiento.
My wife and I were driving to Maywood. There's a Catholic church a block down the street.
Mi esposa y yo estábamos manejando para Maywood y hay una iglesia católica una calle antes de la iglesia.
And as we stopped at the stoplight where the Catholic church was letting out, hundreds of people were letting out.
Y mientras paramos en el semáforo vimos que salía de la iglesia católica cientos de personas de la iglesia.
There were hundreds of people.
Cientos de personas.
And of course I'm driving, but I'm stopped to stop. I said, Mary,
le dije,
please
Mary,
see,
mira,
is there one Bible in any of those people's hands?
Le dije, mira, pregúntate, fíjate, ¿hay por lo menos una Biblia en la mano de alguien ahí?
There was not one.
Ni siquiera uno cargaba una Biblia.
Not one.
Ni una.
I mean, not even by accident, someone slipped into the wrong church.
Ni porque se equivocó en la iglesia equivocada.
By the way, those people need Jesus.
Hey, esa gente necesita de Cristo, amen.
They're deceived.
Están engañados.
And God pity the souls of the people leading the Catholic churches that don't preach the gospel. And by the way, it's not a church, it's an institution.
Y Dios le da lástima el corazón de estos que dirigen la institución. Y no es una iglesia, es una institución porque no les hablan la palabra.
Now, if you're a Catholic person, I grew up in a Roman, my father's Italian, Rome,
ahora,
Italy.
Si usted aquí hay alguien que es católico, yo crecí católico.
Irish.
El italiano y irlandés.
Okay, I grew up, and we love Catholic people.
Y amamos a los católicos.
Okay. But the word of God is what we need.
Pero lo que necesitamos es la palabra de Dios.
The word of God is the foundation of everything we believe.
La Biblia es la fundación de todo lo que creemos.
Let's commit to diligently building a foundation for the next 25 years in this church and in your life on the Word of God.
Hay que trabajar para fundar en estos 20 años una fundación en nuestras vidas, en nuestros hogares y en nuestra iglesia.
We see in this text,
vemos en este texto,
that Jesus said there will be storms.
Que dijo Cristo, vendrían tormentas.
We saw that in verse 24 and 25.
Vemos versículo 24 y 25 que dijo eso.
There will be storms.
Van a venir tormentas.
But Jesus also said when the storms come, we can be ready.
Pero también Cristo dijo, cuando vengan las tormentas, podemos estar listos.
Everybody goes through storms.
Cada uno entra en tormentas.
Get ready.
Prepárese.
I preached for Brother Goddard at his missions conference.
Prediqué para la conferencia de misiones del Pastor Goddard.
He asked me to have to train the missionaries, or all the missionaries that were there.
Me pidió que hablara con los misioneros.
And I encouraged them. I said, look,
los animé y les dije,
you're going to go through storms.
Les dije, van a entrar en tormentas.
And when you're going through the storm, it is not the time to build the foundation.
Y les dije, cuando entras en tormentas, no es el tiempo para fundar una buena fundación.
Because when you're going through the storm, you're too weak to build a foundation.
Porque cuando estás en tormentas, eres débil para fundar un fuerte fundamento.
When you're going through the storm, you don't have the energy to build a foundation.
Cuando estás en medio de tormentas, no tienes ni la fuerza para dejar un buen fundamento.
And Brother Goddard's son, when he was about 26, was diagnosed with cancer.
Y el hijo del Pastor Goddard que tuvo diagnosticado con cáncer a los 24 años.
And I told those missionaries, I said, we watched from a distance.
Vimos de lejos al misionero.
Brother and Mrs. Goddard and Josh Goddard, who had cancer.
Y vimos a ellos y a su hijo que tenía cáncer.
And they said the cancer, he went through the chemotherapy and all the treatments, and then they said the cancer was gone.
Lo vimos entrar en quimioterapia y todos los tratamientos y dijeron que ya no tiene cáncer.
They came back.
Y regresó.
And God willing, it's gone now.
Y otra vez, Dios mediante, va a desaparecer.
But I explained to those missionaries, I said, listen, the way Pastor Goddard and Mrs. Goddard and Josh Goddard and Josh's wife, and her name's slipping me right now, but I said, what happened and the reason they're able to go through the storm is because they had a foundation before they went into the storm.
Y le dije a los misioneros, la razón que el Pastor Goddard, su esposa y su hijo y su nuera aguantaron durante la tormenta del cáncer fue porque tuvieron antes de todo esto una buena y fuerte fundación.
Everybody's going to go through the storm.
Todos vamos a entrar en tormentas.
There's never a time that you do not go through the storm.
No hay tiempo en que no vas a entrar en una tormenta.
Again, I've mentioned Dr. Hawking, a missionary for 57 years. As soon as he got to the mission field, he went through a storm.
Hermano Hawkins, el misionero, en cuanto llegó, entró una tormenta.
And for years,
por años,
he went through a storm.
Y siguió en esa tormenta.
He's now been back, but he's been in mission field 57 years. And guess what?
Ahora está con nosotros, pero así fue misionero por 57 años.
He's going through a storm now.
Y ahora está otra vez en tormentas.
There's never a time you don't go through a storm.
No existe un tiempo donde no van a venir tormentas.
You say, well, what is it?
¿Qué es entonces?
You better build a foundation
Hay
before the storm comes.
Hay que levantar una fuerte fundación.
The foundation is the word of God.
La fundación es la palabra de Dios.
That's why I love to see people, and I know it's funny. My wife took me to Maywood, and guess what she didn't have with her?
Me da risa, pero manejamos para Maywood. Adivine quién no llevaba mi esposa.
She forgot her Bible.
Se le olvidó su Biblia.
I think she forgot her Bible here in the nursery or something,
or in the car. O en el carro.
But it's good to be in a church where just about everybody has their Bible.
Pero es bendición estar en una iglesia donde todos cargan la palabra de
Dios.
And
by the way, one thing that does, it keeps the guy that's up here straight.
¿Y sabe lo bueno que hace cargar la Biblia es que mantiene al que está parado derechito?
Everybody has a Bible. You can't come up here and preach a bunch of false doctrine.
No más entre la Biblia, no, qué bueno, no puede venir a predicar falsa doctrina.
If you're not ready,
si no estás listo,
for the storm,
para la tormenta,
we saw in verses 26 and 27, great is the fall.
Grande vimos que es la ruina.
I've pastored now for 25 years.
Ya pastoreé por 25 años.
I was in ministry before that for another 2 years.
Estuve en ministerio hace de esos por 2 años.
This past week,
esta semana pasada,
I got the saddest letter I've ever in ministry, ever.
Recibí la carta más triste que nunca había recibido en el ministerio.
Somebody,
alguien,
who saved,
que salvo,
used to go to this church,
venía a esta iglesia antes,
made a bunch of money,
que hizo mucho dinero,
6 figures,
6 números,
and because they didn't build a foundation in their life,
y porque nunca fundaron o establecieron una fundación en su vida,
the storm came,
vino la tormenta,
they're now homeless,
y ahora están de vagabundos.
The storm,
la tormenta,
is coming,
viene.
We can build a foundation on God's word.
Podemos fundarla bajo una fundación en Dios.
So we don't have to have a great fall.
Para no tener una gran caída.
Learn God's word.
Aprenda la palabra de Dios.
Go to church.
Vaya a la iglesia.
Read the Bible at home.
Lea la Biblia en la casa.
Young people, consider going to Bible college.
El joven considera ir al colegio bíblico.
Go to the special church services.
Ve a las clases y a los servicios especiales.
Take personal responsibility.
Toma responsabilidad personal.
To learn the Bible.
Aprender la Biblia.
And to obey the Bible.
Y a obedecer la Biblia.
Teach your children the word of God.
Enseña a sus hijos la palabra de Dios.
Sorry, Brother Compa, I'm going to read this without it being translated.
Valera, alguno va a traducirlo.
Sorry. The Waldensian, which are some of our Baptist forefathers, they were some of the most persecuted, probably the most persecuted Baptist ever. The Waldensian children learned from the Bible in home. They had homeschool. They needed to eat the spiritual food of Scripture to mature in God's ways. Wise parents understood that they would not always be free to worship God as the Bible taught. The children were taught to be true to the Bible, to memorize the Scriptures, and to work hard. Daily they learned how to care for animals, how to grow fruits and vegetables, and how to protect themselves from the dangers of the mountains. Parents, tender and affectionate as they were, loved their children too wisely to accustom them to self-indulgence. That means they didn't spoil them. Before them was a life of trial and hardships, perhaps a martyr's death for their children. They were educated from childhood to endure hardness, to submit to control, and yet to think and act for themselves. Very early they were taught to bear responsibilities. And that is not to put away your video games. To be guarded in speech and to understand the wisdom of silence. One indiscreet word, excuse me, may let fall in the hearing of their enemies might imperil not only the life of the speaker, but the lives of hundreds of their brethren. For as wolves hunting their prey, did the enemies of truth pursue those who dared to claim freedom of religious faith. These Waldensians, they taught their children whole chapters of the Bible to memorize. Not Jesus wept. So if the written copies of the Bible were lost or taken, large portions of the Bible might be secured in their memories of their young men and their young ladies. In secret meetings, when they went by night barefooted or with shoes bound with rags, so that they might not be heard in passing, it was their custom to listen to the gospel recited to turn by the young, each one responsible for a certain portion of Scripture to memorize. The most important lesson they were to learn was to be faithful to God even unto death. They were never to put confidence in strangers, for the Roman church constantly sought to persecute them. The Waldensians are remembered for their great faith, their great doctrine, and their way of living. The Waldensians' way of life was simple. Secluded from the influence of the world, they could focus on living for God and devote much time to study and to missionary work. One great feat of the Waldensians was their ability to memorize many of them memorized the entire New Testament. and parts of the Old Testament, and they would have their children do likewise. Not only did they memorize the New Testament, they also were instructed in Latin and Roman and Italian. Perhaps learning God's word by heart and memory is what gave them their great courage and ability to live under the persecution they endured. They understood 2 Timothy 2:15 and took it to heart. Without the influences of the world, all they had was God and his word. They also spent much time in copying the scriptures, which they would distribute on their missionary journeys. The Waldensians had a great burden for missionary work. They bravely went into southern and central Europe, scattering the seeds of the gospel in countries such as Germany and Spain and France and Poland and Austria. What are we doing to teach our children the Bible? Hosea 4:6 says God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Oseas dice que mi pueblo fue destruido porque le faltó conocimiento.
God has given us his word to learn how to live.
Dios nos ha dado su palabra para que sepamos cómo vivir.
It seems difficult, but it's pretty simple.
Suena difícil, pero es simple.
Because when you know the mind of God, you know how you should live.
Porque conocer la mente de Dios es saber cómo vivir nuestra vida.
The mind of God is in the Bible.
La mente de Dios está en la Biblia.
When we go to Big Bear for the couples retreat, like all the couples in the church are going to do.
Cuando vayamos a la salida de parejas en Big Bear, como todas las parejas debemos ir.
Some of the couples are going to go on a charter boat on Big Bear.
Algunas de las parejas van a ir en un barco, más bien, ¿verdad? Allá en Big Bear.
With their, you know, what do you call them? Duck down jackets.
Con sus chamarra.
And they're going to go on a boat, and it's the captain is a professional fisherman.
Y en este bote el capitán es un pescador profesional.
We were up there this summer. We went one day for 4 hours. We caught one fish.
Fuimos este año en el verano y fuimos por 4 horas y agarramos un solo pescado.
We went with him for 3 hours and caught 27 fish.
Fuimos con él y agarramos 20 y pico pescados.
We got on this little boat, and actually it wasn't a real little boat, but he knew when the clouds were out.
Nos fuimos a este barco y el capitán, por ver las nubes, sabía
the line need to be higher.
Qué tan bajo hay que bajar el gancho.
When the sun was out, the hook goes down lower.
Cuando el sol estaba en su pleno, entonces bajaba más.
We used his fishing poles.
Agarramos sus cañas de pescar.
His fishing line had color on the line.
Su caña de pescar era de colores en el hilo.
And I asked him, I said, "What's the color for?"
Y le dije, "¿Para qué es el color?"
He said, "Every different change of color is like 10 feet."
Cada color cambia cada 10 pies.
So when there's certain weather, you go 30 feet, and you know that's three different colors.
So cuando está nublado, baja y cambia tres diferentes colores.
Big Bear is not known to be a good fishing place.
Big Bear no se le conoce como que ahí se puede pescar bien.
Every time we put the hook out there, we had fish.
Cada vez que tirábamos el anzuelo, agarrábamos pescado.
You say, what does that have to do with the sermon?
¿Qué tiene que ver eso con el sermón de esta noche?
I love to tell fishing stories.
Más me gusta decir historias de pescar, amen.
Folks, that's how it is with the Word of God.
Así es con la palabra de Dios.
Do you know when you know the Bible?
¿Sabía que cuando usted conoce la Biblia?
It doesn't mean you won't have problems.
No significa que no va a tener problemas.
It means you know how to face the problems.
Significa usted sabe cómo enfrentar los problemas.
It means you deal with them with the mind of God.
Significa que usted los trata con la mente de Dios.
Let's commit to learning and obeying God's
Vamos,
word.
Hay que meternos y ser fieles a aprender la palabra de Dios.
Let's bow our heads and let's stand together.
Vamos a ponernos de pie, vamos a orar.